Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
That was about, I don't know, what, 7 months ago, I say to Iridian, or she found a guest with fashion stuff, and I thought, oh, this is cool. Every now and then, we can explore the world of fashion and business. And we've welcomed Farron Krenzel to the program a few times, columnist that does all things fashion. Hi, Farron. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. It's always such a pleasure to be here. I'm stoked.
Yeah, well, I love that. Lululemon and Costco, two unlikely partners you'd find on other ends of a courtroom battle, but here we are, huh?
No, absolutely not, but they're battling it out right now.
What's going on?
Well, Lululemon makes a lot of very, very high-selling items, including a fantastic pair of pants, both for men and women. Costco got a hold of those pants. They're honestly not that hard to buy. And they started making what we in the industry called dupes, almost indistinguishable, you know, to the naked eye, to the regular consumer pants. And Lululemon said, excuse me, this is our property. This is our, you know, intellectual and our legal domain, and you can't sell these anymore. And Costco said, you want to bet? Welcome to the lawsuit.
Okay, so explain what a dupe is. I think we all know it. Sure. It's nothing new, right?
So, yeah, you know, in the past 3 to 5 years, we've seen this increase in something called a dupe. It's not exactly a fake, right? A fake is something that you go to Canal Street in New York City, you buy a double Louis Vuitton bag that has been made in an unauthorized factory, usually in China. You get it for a lot cheaper. Probably the zipper falls off a week to 2 weeks after you buy it.
Right.
But for that week to 2 weeks, gosh, you can pretend that you have a $1,000 handbag when really you paid $35 cash. A dupe is a little more complicated. It's a copy. It's often indistinguishable. You know, the fabric, the cut, everything is ostensibly the same, but because it doesn't have that logo, which is usually the only thing that can be legally trademarked, it is allowed to stand, it is allowed to be sold.
So the actual design of the clothing is not trademarkable or copyrightable?
Not in America. So you have utility patents, right, where if the fabric, like Gore-Tex, for example, some kinds of waterproof, some kinds of Lycra that have a very specific stretch fabrication, those can be copyrighted because those can be patented. But if I make a dress and everyone recognizes this dress, right? Let's say it's red on top, blue on bottom, no sleeves. And I make that dress and then my neighbor decides to make the same dress. It's technically not something that you could say was legally yours first. We have shockingly lax copyright laws because you can't say you ever invented a dress.
Well, that's so weird because artwork can be copyrighted, and I feel like fashion is art, especially the designer who works for the company that puts something together. I'm surprised. We don't have to debate all of this, but I'm just...
No, it's okay.
I'm surprised it's not copyrightable, especially if it is something distinguishable from an earlier dress or an earlier pair of pants or something along those lines.
It surprises the designers themselves, and, you know, their only recourse often is to spend so much money in court, and also to make a big fuss with public relations so that people understand we didn't authorize this, this isn't okay, and you're getting, according to us, an inferior product, right? This happened a lot in the early 2000s with Chanel, where Chanel would take out advertisements in trade publications like Women's Wear Daily, and I believe even in consumer publications like the New York Times, and they would say, just because someone says that this is a Chanel-like tweed does not mean it has been authorized or designed by Chanel. Only Chanel can be Chanel. And you're seeing that play out now with Lululemon and Costco, where part of the lawsuit, I would guess, and I have to be very clear, I haven't interviewed anybody from Lululemon and I haven't interviewed anybody from Costco. So this is speculation, but it's also, you know, industry knowledge. Part of why a company will sue is to make it clear to consumers that this is a different product, that they are not getting, you know, Lulu at Costco.
Here's the thing, though. The label is so important. So if I were Costco, they might make this argument. I don't know if it will hold up. But they'll say, this is not a competition. The customer who's coming to Costco to get this dupe is not the customer. I'm not stealing a Lululemon customer. If there's someone that wants that Lululemon product, they're going to go get the Lululemon product because the fact that it's made by Lululemon and it has that label is really the value that a consumer wants.
I mean, you could make that argument, but the problem is we're not talking about like Hermes and Gap, right? I think if it's, you know, a $60,000 handbag versus a $60 handbag, that would be the type of argument that a court would take seriously financially. A Costco pair of pants is what? $15? Lulu is going to be anywhere from $90 to $210.
Hmm.
Certainly that is a distinction, but it's not enough of a distinction that it would deter every single customer.
Interesting. I do find that, and again, you don't know the specifics about the...
No.
I mean, you know the specifics, you don't know the arguments, but for a company to make a lawsuit to show some teeth can also show some customers that they know, and just to make sure customers know, this is not our product in this store. Oh, and by the way, our product is superior. It's just another, it's like a head fake to your consumers.
Exactly. You know, the court of public opinion when it comes to fashion matters almost as much, if not more, than an actual legal court, because how people feel in their clothes and what they believe they're getting is just as important as the quality of the seams. You know, it's such a psychological game as well as material. I will, again, I have to be really clear. I haven't tried on any of the Costco quote unquote dupes. I have tried on the Lululemons. They're phenomenal.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that. They usually are, I will say. All right, Farron, I got to go. I appreciate your time. Thanks for jumping on again, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
That's Farron Krenzel, does all things fashion.